start a study, verse-by-verse study on the book of Proverbs. And we've gone through the first couple of chapters, some time ago. But we want to look at the preliminary lesson, our study in Proverbs. And our focus verse is Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7, where God tells us, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Our lesson verse is Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I think how true that I've seen that to be in my life, that what God wrote down here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, because you really know nothing until you know the Lord. Absolutely nothing that you know, any degree on the wall, been accolades from everybody, but if you know not God, you're one breath from hell. So God said, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I think that we can judge people not on their character, and it falls back to the character as well, but as God says here, when a man despises instruction, when an individual will not take instruction, you know, God calls him a fool. Well, the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament is God's foundation for thinking. And that's why that I have encouraged you for years to read a chapter a day. And you can read the book of Proverbs every month. It takes very little time to read it, and you will pick up something after you get into the eighth or ninth month or the full year. You will recall these tidbits that are wisdom and understanding. But it is the foundation for thinking. It is based on Christian physiology. And we look at this and we see the books that are out on anti-God. But when you take this book and you take it as a pinch of salt, in food, just a pinch of salt will change the taste on your food. I believe a little bit of Proverbs each day over a period of time. You know, we hear people have told me personally, I tried that and I didn't see any difference. Well, anything is worthwhile usually takes a while. You know, God tells us to learn and to study the Word of God, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. You go back and you read. You know, we studied the book of Romans verse by verse in Sunday school a year or so ago. And I go back now, and those outlines that I made and change, I see things now that I didn't see back then, because God keeps bringing back to our memory those things. But if you look at Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, God said here, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, keep thy heart. That's the inward man. I'm talking about our fleshly heart, the things that we've learned, the understanding and wisdom that God has given us. He tells us, you know, here in chapter 4 and verse 23, keep thine heart with all diligence. And the reason, you know, that we need to be, because God wants us to see here, for out of it are the issues of life. It's repentance, a change of mind. Then you have a change of heart. Then you're getting serious about it. And when you have a change of heart, then it leads to a change of action. Same way when you're young and you're dating, you know, when that one person comes along and you've evaluated, are there any things on the outside perimeter that I shouldn't be getting too involved with that individual? And there's guidelines for that. Just like there's guidelines where you want to buy a house, you know, and people always, when they're buying a new house and they have children, what is the school district? You know, that's the first thing that people ask if they're buying a house. What school will my child be going to? Well, see, that's wisdom. Because there's more than just moving in the house. There's more than just memorizing verses. Have you used those verses as God says here, for out of it are the issues of life? This book, and especially the book of Proverbs and Song of Solomon, will guide your life so that you will make right decisions and God will bless you. I mean, I just can't put too much emphasis on what it is to be familiar with this book as it is to be familiar with all of God's Word. But Proverbs is such an important book that it ought to be read by everyone one chapter a day through a month. And you say, well, I'd read two chapters. Great, then you can read it twice in that month. See, you never can read too much. You never can study too much. But there ought to be an allotted time out of your day where you spend some quiet time with the Lord. And you may be like I was a few years ago. I couldn't read very long at a time. And that's why that the CDs became so important to me, because I could put it in my CD player and I could listen to it. And, you know, because if you have eye problem like I've had, you know, you can't read very much at a time. But see, God, through the giving men the ability to, with modern technology, you know, we can enlarge the print, we can listen to it, you know, we have music behind it. God has just blessed us so, so much. But what is the preliminary lessons? Well, the great title is the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, written by a son who was instructed by his father and who was now instructing his own son, Rehoboam. See, I look back and the wisdom that I learned from my father and older people, but when I was growing up, I never had anyone to base my life upon the Word of God. This is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it. And I'm sure if I'd had that, humanly speaking, I wouldn't have made some of the mistakes I made. Because we as parents, and your children won't like it, after, especially when they get their minds on everything else. But, you know, the father has got a responsibility to teach that child as well as it has to supply his needs. And sometimes the father is working, and that is laid on the wife or the mother. But nevertheless, when we look at this book of Proverbs, you know, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, written by a son who was instructed by his father and who was now instructing his own son. Generation, generation, generation. But yet, we are satisfied when we say, my family have always been in church. Well, for entertainment, there's a program out of Lexington I listen to about 10 minutes every Sunday on the way over, and this woman, she's reverend, I won't call her name to protect her innocence, she'll tell jokes and tales, you know, and she says, you know, at the end of it, I always listen to the first and then I listen to the last 5 minutes, you know. God called me into the ministry and he's blessed me with this ministry and I want to pass my knowledge on. God didn't call me to preach to pass my knowledge. He was calling me to preach to pass the wisdom and knowledge of the Word of God. Because whatever I know is just most of the time my opinion. And sometimes my opinion is not very good. But God's is always. So get back to the outline, the great purpose of Proverbs. And when we look at Proverbs chapter 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instructions, to perceive the words of understanding. This is why this book was written. This is why Proverbs was written, and they tell us, the Word of God tells us, to know wisdom and instruction. Know how to receive wisdom and instruction. See, it makes no difference how good a professor that Will has if he will not listen to that professor, at least consider what that professor is saying. He drove into the class and turned his ears off, you know. In his mind, I don't agree with this. Can't learn nothing from that. Boring. Bye-bye. And that's what many people do to counseling and what many people do to church service. I've already know this. I've already heard this. But this book of Proverbs tells us what it is. You know, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give sublimity to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Now you take verse 4. Our young men who are going to be leaders in the church, to gives sublimity to the simple, to the young, and man knowledge and discretion. See, God says here that a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. Now, we know that that's not talking about a physical hearing, because lost people hear the Word of God, but until they're saved, the Spirit of God bears witness with their spirit, and now they hear. Not just hear words, but they hear God speaking. And that's what the book of Proverbs tells us. You know, as we study this, is that a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. See, and there are people that, you know, you could never, never, you know, the judge, I've sat in front of the judge with couples that I've tried to help, and the judge says, the problem with you, speaking to the young couple, you won't accept counsel. Or you sit under a preacher, or you sit under a psychologist, because I'm making you to, because that's the only way you're going to get out of what you're in, but you don't listen. So that's what God is saying. But a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. The biggest fool in the world is that person who thinks he knows everything. Because none of us do. Not a one of us know everything. So we see here, we can know wisdom and understanding. God's way of thinking is simply what we're talking about. We can know how God thinks, the way he thinks. Notice with me in Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." Now he tells us why in verse 9. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." But how many times have you heard somebody say to you, and I have many, many times, "God understands"? That's the most foolish question. That's a foolish statement to say that when we're going against the word of God, God understands why I'm doing it. His thoughts are higher. No, he doesn't understand it. He said that's a foolish statement. And the book of Proverbs is here to tell us that when we try to reason with God. You know, God knows my heart. Yes, he does. But when man says that, you know, God knows why I don't do this or that. Sure he does. Because there's a lack of love. There's a lack of understanding. Because my ways and his ways are entirely different. Far as part as the east is from the west. God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 13, said, "Which things also we speak, not in the words with man's wisdom teacheth, but with the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." You know what? How many times you heard me say, the Bible will interpret the Bible. The Bible will interpret the Bible. You know, people say, "I'm a New Testament Baptist. I don't study the Old Testament." Well, what the New Testament is, especially the first four books, you'll find so much of that in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is for our learning. If the United States had learned from Israel, we wouldn't be in the condition we're in today. But as a country, we got all the answers. We're powerful, most powerful nation. I agree with our president, but I think him and all the other presidents do not understand that our power is in God, not in the atomic bomb. Because if they'll study the word of God, they'll find out that God has opened the earth and swallowed thousands and thousands of men, women, babies, boys and girls and cattle. Where did they go? God doesn't need the atomic bomb to do what he wants to do. Now, see, I'm still... If you're going to be in charge in this country in this time, you've got to have a powerful, very powerful military. Because that's what we understand. But God is simply telling us here through these scriptures, and we go back, you know, to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse 19, God said, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." See, it makes no difference how wise we are or how wise we think we are. If it's not according to thus said the Lord, it won't work. It simply will not work. every once in a while on your phone, at least on mine, it comes up these new apps, you know. Got an app for everything. An app, the latest got on my phone, I canceled it out, don't want any more of it, but how to be 100% sure you picked the right mate. Ain't that wonderful? No more divorce. No more misunderstanding. Just let the app tell you what type of person you need. You know, if it wasn't so stupid, you would just sit there and life yourself to death. God simply tells us here, you know, 1 Corinthians 1:25, it said, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. That means if God had a weakness, which he doesn't, his weakness would be stronger than the mightiest of men. Which simply says, there's no comparison. There's no comparison, see? And if we study the book of Proverbs, we find that out. And if we believe God's word, at least that will get us, you know, what I believe, what I've done, you know, it's, no matter, you may think it worked, it could have worked better, you know. So that we can perceive the words of understanding, to know genuine truth, not the world's counterfeit. See, the world knows nothing about happiness. The world knows nothing about love. Absolutely nothing. Because it's based upon people, things, circumstances, places. But all these people that get this and move there and do this, bottom line is, they're still miserable. Because it starts within, then it works outward. So that we can receive instruction or wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, that is the right balance of judgment. Not just hear it, we have a hard time receiving, allowing instruction. In other words, reading something in the Bible and we find out, you know, I'm not doing that, but God understands. And we flip right over. Well, you know, it's just, you know, most people, I won't say everybody, most people think that the study of the mind, psychology, psychiatry, man wouldn't catch me listening to one of those dudes. Well, who are you going to listen to? I mean, there's some doctors I wouldn't go to, amen? Some MDs I would never go to. But most people go to those places because they, as we said earlier, that's court directed. You know, the court says you got to do this. So they go there with the intentions. Hey, this I'm I have to do, not I want to do. But if we understood, you know, if we understood what God has said in his word, so that we can receive instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, right balance of judgment, not just hear it, we have a hard time receiving it or allowing instruction, especially in this form of chastisement, yet that is instruction. God tells us, you know, why does he chasten us? Because we wouldn't follow instruction. But sometimes when we get chastened and we lose our health, you know, how many times does an alcoholic have somebody who cares about him? You got to stop drinking. You can't drink. You're killing yourself. Then they come down with cirrhosis of the liver. Well, you know, grandpa had it. Maybe grandpa's a drunk too. You got cirrhosis of the liver because you would not follow God's instruction. Many times. Sometimes you can have cirrhosis of the liver and never have a drink. But I'm trying to ensure following instruction. So that the simple, uneducated, immature become smarter than their enemy. And I believe that's what every one of us who are saved have came. We listened to God. We yielded to God. So on salvation, we actually became smarter than our enemy, which is the devil. See, the devil told Adam and Eve in the garden, did God really say that? What happened on Thanksgiving Day? I was trying to witness to somebody, and they said, are you sure God meant that? Yeah, I'm sure. But how can you know? This is an inspired word. It came from God, a God that cannot lie. Well, I don't see it that way. Then there's nothing else I can do. I'm just a mailman, you know. If Les was your mailman and he brings you bills, you don't get mad at him? Right. Yeah, people do. You know. But he's just a mailman. I'm just a mailman. This is just a dictionary. So what do we want to do? We want to find out, want to find a reason why we shouldn't change because we're comfortable. You know, and that's what America is all about, being comfortable. If it feels good, it's all matters. Nothing else matters as long as it feels good. Well, God said in the book of Genesis, chapter 3 and verse 1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said. And if we can get somebody just to have a little bit of doubt. He said, yea, have God said. Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. That's the same thing. We got to answer every time we read the Bible. Did God say that? Is that what God meant? Well, when we look at Matthew, the 10th chapter and the 16th verse, Matthew 10, verse 16, God said, behold, I sent you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. See, God has a way. I could have tucked that individual. I'd have given this individual 20, 25 minutes of my time. I could have said, go on. Go your merry way. Go to hell. See if I care. But you approach them gently. You know why? It wasn't from the grace of God, I'd be that person and that person be me. So that the young, immature man can have both knowledge and discretion, that is ability, to act and think responsible. See, that's why that we need wisdom. We need wisdom. Our young people need wisdom. So that the young, immature can have both knowledge and discretion, the ability to act and think responsible. That's what discretion is. Use discretion when you go shopping. You know. And we said, well, you know, we got that mentality. Nobody is going to tell me what to do. Well, I don't try to force it on you, but when God gets finished with you, you'll believe it. You know, and that person says, well, you know, I've heard a lot of scriptures. God has never dealt with me. You know, you got two kids sitting there. How old are those two kids? Well, one's 4 and one is 6. I've never spanked them. He said, well, of course not. Those kids don't belong to you. And never do you belong to God. He chastens those he loves. See, that's Bible. It's not what I think. He chastened those he loves. God tells us, you know, just simply, I mean, it's just how simple God's word is when he said in verse 12 of 1 Timothy 4, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. You know what I do when I read 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12, and I look at Anthony and I look at Jim and I look at Jay? Have I, as a parent, have I been the example of a believer? In word, in conversation, as a way of life, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Parents don't want to hear that. Well, to deny something does not make truth go away. Amen? There's some requirements as we get back in Proverbs in verse 5 and 6. So you can see why that to study the Proverbs like I have this one chapter, you know, you do every chapter away, you'd be in Proverbs until the Lord comes by. And you still haven't touched everything. God said in verse 5, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Nobody's telling me what to do. What did you just tag yourself? I didn't say it. When I say nobody's telling me what to do, what I'm saying, I wrote fool across my chest. Because that's what God says. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now say, I can't do that, I would never do that. But God did. You know why? Because he knows my heart. And he knows your heart. You know, a hearing ear. You know, I'm thankful that I can hear. And praise God that I've always been able to hear. But in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 15, Matthew 11, 15, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now let's take it one step further. The natural man cannot hear the things of God. But if I'm saved, I'm a child of God, Spirit of God lives in me, then God said, he that hath ears, let him hear. If I want to hear, then I have the ability, since I'm a child of God, to hear. But if hearing what I need to hear is going to change how I do things, I choose not to hear. Well, we solved that problem. No, you didn't. You did not solve any problem by ignoring what God says. Careful weighing, thinking, considering. See, that's what right for hearing is. Back in Matthew chapter 4, should stay there while there, shouldn't it? In Matthew chapter 4, verse 24, God says, and Jesus and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, and he heal them. Well, if I hear, I know that great doctors did surgery on me and many others, but God did the healing. And if God had not caused that to blend together and to work properly, the greatest surgeon in the world couldn't help me. So that's why it's important to me, and that's why I've, you know, thank God for Dr. Bender back in 1978. You know, Dr. Bender said, I'm one of the best surgeons for this particular operation, but if there's going to be any healing, God's got to do the healing. That's the man I want working on me. Because he recognized with all of his ability, he's limited. So no matter how great of soul winner you are, and I always bring up Brother Bobby Wall, who's in glory, listening to me preach this morning. The greatest man I ever followed after in door knocking. But I've heard him say time and time again, unless God bless, nothing great happened at that house. See, you got to know your limitations. But if you really know that, don't you think that would then, you know, cause you to increase your prayer life? Huh? It's a simple question. If I really believe that whatever my problems are, and believe me, you know, and I know, and I've got many, only God can help. Why would I talk to him on a regular basis? Well, we got through six verses. What a blessing. I mean, you know, I have given hours a day to these proverbs. God has blessed me. I want him to bless somebody else.